And welcome, everyone. It's time for another edition of Marshalltown Icons. Val Ruff hosting each and every Thursday morning around this time. Good morning, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Good. So who do we have?
Well, today for the Marshalltown Icon radio show, we have Dori Tammen, who is the general manager for the Riverside Cemetery, and we have Jay Carollo, who is the board of trustee president. So I've got some real historians here who know a lot of history about this community, and we've been sharing a few stories a little bit this morning, and it's been a lot of fun. So I want to welcome you both to the show this morning.
Thanks, Val.
Good morning.
Good morning. So there's a lot of rich history in that Riverside Cemetery. So let's go ahead and get started, and let's talk a little bit about how the cemetery did get started and how long ago that was.
That was 153 years ago this spring, April, actually. Some land was purchased from Catherine and Reuben Webster, and the cemetery was started. That was 1863 during the Civil War. Eventually, some additional land was purchased from Catherine Webster after her husband passed away, and they are both buried at Riverside. And there were some businessmen in the community who felt we needed a cemetery, and they got the ball rolling.
Well, what a great vision that they've had, and you know, if they could see it today, it's a beautiful. You know, we were talking; it really is an attraction for Marshalltown. You'll see a lot of folks that go there, and families hang out there, and you guys do a lot. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the services that you offer at the cemetery that people might not be aware of?
We have kind of started a family research center, which is brand new. We have a lot of records going back over all those years. They're beautiful records. And so people can come in and get copies of those if they're doing family research, genealogy, that kind of thing. And we have a lot of resources there as well. Aside from our records, we have city directories and phone books from way, way back, and yearbooks and any kind of information or books that were published about the city of Marshalltown or the county. So there's a wealth of information there.
What a great resource for
it
people.
Is.
And genealogy is it's become such kind of the big buzz right now. And I know people are interested in their genealogy and their history and their family history. So you want to cover a little bit about the genealogy and what goes on there at the cemetery, Jay?
We found that we got interested in digitizing the records, and we found that records are back to about 1880, and we have 1883. Okay. Anyway, we have records. Paper records that go back, and it what's amazing is you see the signatures of a lot of these people, you see the death cause, you see the when their funeral was, where it was, which funeral director handled it, and of course
where they lived,
and we are in conjunction with a couple folks from Des Moines, Dennis Allen and Chris Naglo, we are digitizing everything, and then we're locating it. Well, eventually we'll have a plat map where everything will be located, and people can come in and get information about their relatives. And then in conjunction with the digitization of Riverside, I'm working with Jody Anderson to digitize his records and meld them into Riverside's records, so that if we have a person that is buried at Riverside and was handled by one of the funeral homes that Jody is owning presently, we can show those records too. Plus, I have a lot of records, or we have a lot of records that show the different county cemeteries. And we have state records, we have censuses, we have internet access to lots of different records. We've been working on cleaning gravestones. We've had 3 gravestone cleaning classes, and there's a certain procedure you have to go through to make that aesthetically correct and not hurt the stone. And we plan to have many more of those. We've had a lot of volunteers come in and help us clean stones. because we have 22,500 plus graves. And
I was hoping you would share that figure, Jay. Thank you.
And there
on 95 acres.
On 95 acres, and there is 22,500 stories. And let me tell you, Dory knows more about anybody buried there than I do. And I mean, I've been a student of Marshalltown history for 53 years, so.
Well, that's great information. So what a great resource for our community. So I would encourage folks, and what are your hours if people want to stop down?
The office is open from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then we will also open up sometimes on Saturday by appointment.
Okay. Well, that's great. Wow, what a great resource for our community. And, boy, you really are a Marshalltown icon with a lot of great history. And anybody who wants to know history, I think I'm sitting with two of the greatest history buffs in the community. So people always say, who do you call if you want to know history? Well, I always call Jay because I've known Jade for quite some time. But we've got Dory here, too, that can help us with that. So let's talk a little bit about something that you just recently did. You did a history walk.
We did. The public library sponsored that, and it was a sweltering hot evening. We were a little worried about what kind of turnout we would have, but we had 41 people, which is probably twice as many as we expected. And they were all ages, young to elderly. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. We kind of did a tour of some of the major spots, the private mausoleums, and I actually got to step inside the Kirby Mausoleum on the end of the lake there. I think that was a treat for a lot of people. And then some of the notable graves, some of my favorite people that are buried at the cemetery.
And we do have a lot of notable people at our, and a lot of local Marshalltonians. And is there anybody that you want to mention?
Oh, some of my favorites are Nettie Sanford Chapin, who wrote a thin volume of Marshall County history in 1867 when there wasn't a whole lot of history to write about. But it's a fascinating book, and it's I understand that there are things that may not be entirely accurate, but it's a wonderful read, and it's beautifully written. And she talks very movingly about the very first burial in Marshall County, which was an infant, and when there was nothing but a farm field and a little cotton dress, and they parted the summer asters to bury her body, and it was so moving. And some funny stories about the first tavern that opened in Marshalltown, and the women folk didn't like it much because the men were spending too much time there, so they took axes and went in.
Thank you. We're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. That is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource, and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
Hey, James, what's good?
A sausage McMuffin with egg, that's what's good. A perfectly cooked, fresh cracked egg and sizzling sausage, sipping on a hot cup of McCafe coffee, knowing I can get the breakfast I want every morning, every day, that's what's good.
You know what's good just means hello, right? Just hello.
Real breakfast made with real lovin'. Make your morning with the irresistible sausage McMuffin with egg or the classic egg McMuffin, only at McDonald's. Participating McDonald's.
I love driving 2 miles an hour.
That's Trisha. She's staring down a highway filled with construction.
You cut me off, you son of a wonderful woman.
But she picked up a one-of-a-kind large Coke for just a dollar at McDonald's drive-thru. Now she has a yay in her stop-and-go.
I love that horn.
Don't miss a large Coke for a dollar at McDonald's. Pair it with some golden McDonald's fries and turn the everyday commute into everyday yay. A la carte only. Price of participation may vary.
Welcome back. It is the Marshalltown Icons program with Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, hosting the program today. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we're excited about having Dory and Jay here from the Riverside Cemetery, learning a lot of great things about the history. And we definitely know that the Riverside Cemetery is an icon for the Marshalltown area. So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk more about some of the history. I know we talked a bit, Dory, you shared a little bit about how it was initially started. And let's talk a little bit about, it sounds, you know, I'm looking at the timeline here, and the Marshall, they're calling it the Marshall Cemetery Association, was reincorporated. So do you want to cover a little bit about how that history has moved through the years?
In 1883, I don't really know the reason why, but they decided to reorganize, and it's actually at that point that we see the record keeping improving considerably. We don't have a lot of good records on the burials that occurred the first 20 years at the cemetery. And by the way, the cemetery was originally called Woodside, I believe. And the name was changed in 1883 to Riverside at the request of a Ladies' Aid Society, who also built the pillars on the front gate and put the front gate in.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, that's an interesting little tidbit that a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yeah,
have seen some maps that say Woodside on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very interesting. So I know that the cemetery has different sections to it. And I don't know if people are aware of that. Some people probably from this area probably are. But you want to talk a little bit about how it's divided into different sections?
The designer of the cemetery was Sam Ruby, who was the superintendent for well over 50 years, from the 1890s until he died in the 1940s. And he's the one who designed the cemetery. He was a landscape architect. He is the one who was credited with giving it the status where at one time it was, for many years, believed to be one of the 10 most beautiful cemeteries in the United States. He's the one who platted the cemetery, mapped it out, named all the sections, and I believe started out with just section A through, it goes on through the alphabet, and some of them were added in later. Section Y, for example, is a newer section. And Z was there before Y, so I don't understand that really. Some of this we'll never know probably, but and then there are sections that have names: Fairview, Oak Hill, kind of somewhat indicative of what the location is like.
There's also Founders Hill, and I don't remember the sections well enough to tell you which one that is lettered as, but we call it Founders Hill.
Yeah, it's
because there's a lot of the original Marshalltown citizens like Henry Anson,
Woodberries,
and some of the Glicks, and it's got very, very rich in the history, and something that that's interesting to at least to myself is if you look at the gravestones or the monuments and you think back 125 years ago, that the craftsmanship that it took to put a monument up like that, and the carving, the intricate carvings, and then as we maintain the cemetery, you see the heavy, heavy bases and the different styles of monuments. There's some monuments that look like a tree stump, and they're from the modern woodmen of America. There are monuments that are very, very basic, but they are, they don't indicate like the status of a family. Some of the poorest families have big monuments, and some of the richest families have just plain ordinary monuments. Another section we have is the GAR section for the Civil War veterans, and then we have one of those in the Catholic section, and we're very fortunate that Jerry McCann has done a lot of research on those and helped us get stones for the veterans that don't have any monument. And we have also taken, at least over in the Catholic and the GAR section, we have raised those stones that are there and made them all in a line and made them all the same height. And it, you know,
because they had sunk
considerably. Yeah, and we do that to a lot of other stones too, but we also, you know, we try to take care of the veterans, and we have a certain section. It's called Garden of Honor that is strictly veterans, flat monuments. It has a World War II monument that was put in 1949. We also have a section that has a World War I monument in it. and these are made out of granite. We've cleaned them within the past year. We keep them up. We have flags on them. And some of the other sections, we have St. Mary's section. We have Catholic 1, 2, 3, and 4. And at one time, they were owned by St. Mary's Church. But in recent years, I would say in the past 35 years, they've been taken over by the cemetery or sold to the cemetery by the church. We have an elk section. We have a Masonic section. We have a Jewish section. And there's just so many different sections, and all the roads have a name. And I think we were talking about it earlier. I'd like to eventually get road signs put up, because all the roads have a really neat suburbanite type name. And I just think it would be neat to see those.
So it's just kind of a small little inner working city of itself.
It is, yeah.
You know, if you think about it like that. So we've got some celebrities. I don't know if we'd call them celebrities. I guess I think of them as celebrities. But let's talk a little bit about your celebrities that hang around the, what do we call it, Lake Woodmere.
Oh, yeah, they're one of the big attractions at the lake, and they are a reason why we draw a lot of people every single day.
With lots
people
of breadcrumbs.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Well, breadcrumbs. And we as a cemetery actually feed them every day, corn, and we feed the birds bird seed, and we have Bob the Swan. We have our probably most famous resident, Goosey Goose, who came from Nancy Adams and Jeff Braddock's farm. We have Lucky, who came from Mary Thomas's farm. And Ms. Goose, that came from Sandy and...
Sorry, Jay. We're going to have to cut you short. We'll carry on into the next segment.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
Come on in the tank, more for you.
There's more for you and more for your pet at Tyson's Home Farm Auto, your complete pet care center. More of the best brands of nutritious pet foods and wholesome rewarding treats. Alpo, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Iams, Eukanuba, Purina, Nutro, Nutrisource, Natural Balance, Loyal Life, Diamond, Taste of the Wild, Dog and Cat Chow, Chicken Soup for the Soul Pet Foods, Meow Mix, and more. Tyson's has the perfect pet food for all life stages and breeds to match the special nutritional needs of your pet. Plus at Tyson's, there are more pet beds, feeders and toys, cat furniture, leashes, collars and tie-outs, pet carriers, kennels and doghouses, plus wireless pet containment systems. And there's more at Tyson's to keep your pet healthy and happy with wellness products, flea and tick control, wormers and medications, and grooming supplies. All at more savings.
Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Tyson's Home Farm Auto, more for you and more for your pet.
Welcome back. Our final segment of Marshalltown Icons, hosted by Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have Dori Tammen, who is the general manager for Riverside Cemetery, and Jay Carollo, who serves as the Board of Trustees president. And we are learning lots of great history and new knowledge and stats about a Marshalltown icon, the Riverside Cemetery, today. So I know Jay, before we had to go to a break, was talking to us about the famous winged friends that they have down there at Lake Woodmere. And so if you want to finish so no one gets left out, Jay.
Well, we don't want to leave anybody out. But, of course, we have Huey and Dewey, the famous white ducks. And, of course, we have lots of brown ducks. We have Canadian geese. We have a blue heron that is just fantastic to sit and watch. It's a single blue heron, and it just sits there. I mean,
he's usually there in the morning, they're so prehistoric looking. I love them.
And it looks like, that's
like
that's
a pterodactyl.
Yes. And it looks, you know, the other animals will be around it. And the nice thing is the white geese, the Canadian geese, the ducks, the squirrels, they all get along. And even in the evenings when the deer come up from the river area, They just mingle.
I bet that's interesting to watch. And so, folks, you know, families do come out to the lake.
The thing we've been told that feeding bread causes angel wing disease on the geese. That's a hereditary thing, because we've seen that even on some of the brand new geese. So continue to feed them bread. Continue to feed them corn.
Dog food.
They love dog food.
Oh, my gosh.
Dog food floats so that it...
fish can nibble on it later.
And they can just nibble on it.
The geese and the swan.
Especially the swan.
I like it in winter because it's got a higher fat and calorie content.
Oh, there you go.
And I think
all of this great information that you've shared with us today.
And something else, you know, we always will accept donations of cracked corn. Or cash for buying cracked corn, because it's we want to keep them healthy, and they are a good attraction. And something I mentioned earlier, I probably should maybe explain a little further. I started to talk about the GAR plot. I said probably should make it sound like it's the Grand Army of Republic plot rather than GAR.
Thanks for clarifying that. So before we run out of time, let's talk about the best ways to get in touch with you or find out what's going on at the cemetery.
You can always call us on the phone, 641-753-7891. And we have a Facebook page that is pretty active. We post a lot of information and history on the cemetery and the people buried there and the activities that we're having and on the wildlife and all that.
That's great. So, and if anybody's interested in going down and using it as a resource, tell them the folks that are listening today, the hours again that you're open.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment.
Great. That's what a great resource that we have here as a Marshalltown icon. And I just want to quick cover that from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, we want to be the center of information. So we have a calendar that you can access, www.visitmarshalltown.com. You can get on that calendar if you have any events that are going on that are open to the public. I would encourage you to post them online. It's easy to do. Those get put on the electronic sign. They get put on our Facebook page. So we're all about promoting great things going on in Marshalltown. And there are a lot of great things, Kyle, going on in Marshalltown. Because you use the calendar every day.
Oh, my goodness. I go to that calendar almost daily to find out things that are going on. So I can, you know, I'm not going to lie. I steal stories from that. I steal interviews. I go, oh, boy, that would make a great interview. You know, I had Bob Unteed on this morning, as a matter of fact, with the Orpheum, just talking about the summer events going on and you know, the brainstorming session they're going to have at the Black Box Theater. So I go there and I kind of find out, you know, things going on around the community, and it's a great resource. So if you want to know what's going on, check out the calendar.
Yeah, and right now the Central Iowa Fair is going on, so don't be afraid to get out there. They got a lot of great things going on at the fair.
I was out there yesterday.
Great. And then live at 5.
Yes, the live
at the Orpheum on Fridays, which is a great opportunity to take family out for free and enjoy some music.
Absolutely free. Yeah, right there on the east side, the patio area there at the Orpheum. So there you go. I think we're about done.
Great.
Jay and Dory.
Thanks for being here, Jay and Dory. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.